The impact of this fall's storm may last into next summer in Nome. The last fuel delivery of the season did not make it in due to the storm and a quick freeze-up. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The Sitnasauk Native Corporation ordered 1.6 million gallons of fuel in May, and the fuel was headed up to Nome on a Delta Western barge. The barge pulled fuel from tanks in Unalaska and Adak, but the massive storm delayed its progress northward. By the middle of this month, ice had formed in the Norton Sound, preventing the barge from reaching port. According to the Alaska Dispatch, the company sent aircraft looking for openings in the ice and searched for ice-capable tugboats and breakers, but none were available. Jason Evans, the Sitnasauk board chairman, says the company is disappointed and wants Delta Western to complete the deal.
We want the fuel we ordered back in May to be delivered to Nome at the cost that we agreed back then. So we're hoping that they'll honor their agreement and continue to provide the fuel that has always been ordered and has been waiting the delivery since May.
The fuel barge is now headed back to Cook Inlet. With the fast freeze-up, the shipping season is over, and Evans says fuel may have to be flown in.
It's looking like flying fuel into Nome may be our only option at this point, but we're exploring everything we can to determine if there's any excess fuel in the community already and what the exact need might be to get us through the winter. A couple of Delta Western employees did fly up to Nome to meet with myself, our president, and our fuel manager yesterday, so we're having ongoing discussions with them right now.
The barge order was split roughly into thirds between gas, diesel, and heating fuel. Evan says the delivery would have given a good surplus going into next summer. The company is now trying to figure out how much lower the demand in Nome may be. Evan says any shortage would be for gas and diesel.
One good thing is we do have the majority of our home heating fuel in Nome already, so we do feel pretty good about the quantities of home heating fuel in Nome already. But gasoline and diesel will most likely need to be flown into Nome.
And as for how flying fuel could affect the price, Evan says that is to be determined.
Flying fuel into Nome will affect the price, but we're not sure who will bear that price yet, if that's going to fall on the community. And that's what I hope, to protect the community of Nome by not having to let them bear the cost of this exactly, but it's really undetermined at this point how price may be affected.
Evan says Sitnasauk in the coming days will continue to seek a solution with Delta Western. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.